Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Zola Macarambon. Siya ay kasalukuyang nagpapakadalubhasa sa Monash University at ang kanyang PhD research ay tungkol sa Filipino Artist Diaspora. Magandang araw, Zola.
Hello.
Maayong adlaw.
Maayong adlaw.
Zola, ikaw ay isang alagad ng sining, kumbaga sa atin. Ikaw ay isang artist. At para mabuhay ka, ikaw ay nagtatrabaho bilang isang professor.
Oo.
Pero dito sa Australia, sinisikap mo na alamin kung ano yung pagkakaiba pag lumabas ng Pilipinas ang mga alagad ng sining o artists. Particular ba mga tinatawag nating mga visual artists?
Yung focus ko yung contemporary visual artists natin living in the diaspora, creating in the diaspora.
So pag sinabi mong contemporary visual artists, sino-sino yung mga sakop nito?
From the 80s up until now, very relevant and current. Tapos yung styles and themes nila, it matters then, you know, like you would call them contemporary.
So ang mga inaaral mo, nandito lang ba sila sa Australia o nasa America?
Dito lang. Una yung scope ko, like Filipinos in the artistic diaspora everywhere. Pero hindi pwede sa budget. Tapos, I mean, I'm here na, tapos ang daming artists dito. It was very practical to use this 3 case studies from Australia.
So, sino-sino yung tatlong artists na naka-focus?
Oo, tatlo, si Jokno Pasilan, Maria Cruz, tapos yung Akilizans.
At? Kung di ako nagkakamali, malaking bahagi ng proyekto ng mga Kilisa na yung migration.
Oo, yun yung topic nila palagi.
So yun ba yung mga dahilan kung bakit, isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit napili mo yung mag-asawang Kilisan?
One of those, they've been written about very many times. Apart from that, the quality of their work, very impressive, very deep and very conceptual. So, paborito ng mga, you know, art critics like me, yung mga ganun.
So, tingin mo ba? Oo. Dahil yung thesis mo ay kung paano nag-iiba yung anyo ng pagkakilanlan natin sa ating sarili pag lumabas ng Pilipinas. Sa tingin mo ba, sa unang mga pagsasaliksik mo, sa tingin mo may malaking pagbabago?
Pagbabago yung like the perspective, how we see ourselves. Yeah. Kasi Philippine identity, a big part of that is migrations. You know, we are all very, very diasporic. So I think it's a very timely and relevant way to look at our artists, you know, through the lens of the diaspora. I find it very interesting how we reimagine ourselves very differently from when we're back home and then we're here. I don't know, perhaps it's a paranoid reaction to, you know, being erased in all the difference. We don't want to be homogenized. That's partly, you know, one of the theories.
Ano yung katangi-tangi sa gawa?
Distinct qualities.
Ng mga visual artists natin na bigla mong pag nasa labas ka ng bansa, makikita mo, ay.
Yan, oo. Oh, very distinct yung ano, we always draw from traditions. You know, yung traditional cultural markers. Have you noticed, ang dami gumagamit ng mga cultural markers na jeepney? Oh, yan, na-emphasize yung mga yan. Yung... What else ba? Yung...
Si Jose Rizal. Si...
O, yun. O, yun. Yung mga heroes natin. Tapos yung religious icons natin. Tapos yung mga tribal, yung mga ethnic na mga designs na incorporate nila. Even though yung style, very contemporary na.
Pero sa Pilipinas, hindi ba ganito rin yung mga ginagawa ng mga
artists? Pero, you know, it exists in a spectrum. Ang daming styles kasi. Ang daming nag-abstract, expressionist pa rin hanggang ngayon. Ang daming naglo-lowbrow na ano, popular art. Yung mga ganong style. Tapos burgeoning din ngayon yung comics na tradisyon sa atin. Ang dami. Pero dito, in the international arena, parang yung mga traditional markers talaga yung ginagamit.
So kumbaga, kung nasa Pilipinas ka, mas makikita mo yung impluensya ng mga kanluraning bansa. Ganun
ba? May ganun. Meron din naman gumagamit ng mga, you know, traditional culture markers. Pero in the international scene, yun yung favored choice of, you know, visual vocabulary nila.
Bakit kaya?
It's an assertion of a uniqueness. Kasi merong malaking umbrella na Asian art. So, tapos under Asian art, merong Chinese, Japanese-ness, Korean-ness, Indonesian-ness, and all that. So how do you stick out, you know, in all this? Because nobody would want to be just lumped as, you know, I'm among the Asian artists. I am Filipino because that's who I am. So they draw from all of these markers.
Nag-iiba ba yung pagtingin at estilo ng mga contemporary artists sa pagtagal ng panahon.
Yes. Nag-iiba in the sense that they work within the systems, yung reward systems ng institutions, yung mga gallery systems dito. Kasi ang daming contemporary art institutions in Australia. Thank God, it's a creative city. Tapos, yun yung rini-reward kasi yung mga ganong klase. So,
sa atin ba, kulang?
Yeah, meron naman tayong council, pero hindi naman masyadong malaki yung budget. Experience ko yun kasi asawa ko artist din. Tapos yung mga production grants natin, hindi naman, maliit lang.
Sa Pilipinas, merong pag-aakala na yung sining, lalo na yung mga painting, di ba, yung mga
luxury
visual,
yun.
Oo.
Luxury.
Nakita mo ba na ganun din dito? O?
Kasi yung inaaral ko kasi yung institutionally hosted na ano, so may budget talaga for all of that. Tapos pangalawa yung Australia is pangalawa sa Canada according to the statistics sa, you know, number of consumers, like they really consume the art here. Parang part of their culture talaga.
Yung napansin ko rin yun na sa pagtira ko dito na yung sining malaking bahagi ng pang-araw-araw.
Mm-mm. It's very everyday for them. Tapos in the Philippines, it's hard even, no, to produce a play. Usually sa eskwelahan lang yan nangyayari.
Pag, o baka marami makakanood lang pag may production sa eskwela.
Oo, dito everyday, every weekend. Ang ganda talaga.
Bakit
dito.
Bakit kaya?
Mas ano, yung field kasi nila is more financially able to do that. Tapos they have all of the infrastructures and the institutions already set. Their level of organization when it comes to the arts, it's up there. Which I wish ganun din sa atin.
So hopefully, sa tingin mo, mas maraming oportunidad?
Mas maraming oportunidad, especially if you set out to do just one day, just walk around Melbourne, walk around ka lang, just go from gallery to gallery, may makikita ka talaga.
Ikaw ba, lumilikha ka rin ng sining, hindi ba? Ikaw yung nagsusulat.
Poetry, short stories. At
tapos yung asawa mo, visual artist, graphic artist. Oo. Sa pagtiran nyo dito ng kulang-kulang dalawang taon, mm-hmm, nag-iba rin ba?
Nag-iba yung, ano, yung estilo.
Pananaw mo, perspektibo mo.
Oo,
mo.
Mas optimistic ako because binabayaran yung sinusulat ko. For the longest time, nagtuturo ako para may makain. Pero for longer, I've been writing longer than I've been teaching. Pero for free yun. Tapos sa newspaper, may weekly column pa ako. Puro yun, libre lahat.
Dahil gusto mo lang ipagpatuloy.
Gusto ko lang talaga. Feel ko lang talaga. Parang, you know, some people are born teachers, some people are born writers. Pero dito, tinatanong ka, oh, how many hours did you spend on this? Hindi ko masagot immediately the first time I was commissioned to do something. And then I thought, bakit? Ay, babayaran pa lang ako. I didn't realize, I'm sorry.
Pinray mo ba?
Tinignan ko, tapos underpaid pala ako. Tapos, ay, hindi ganyan. Oh, higher pa. Ah, okay.
Sa pinray mo ba yung invoice mo? O yung...
Oo, may invoice pa. Very, very professional, streamlined. May ganun, tapos may ABN. Uh-oh. May mga ganun.
So,
first time na nibago.
Ano yung feeling na, sabi mo nga.
Kawawa naman.
Ano yung naramdaman mo nung sinabi mo, magagantimpalaan ka rin pala?
Oo, ang happy ko, Diyos ko. Naghanap ng Jollibee, wala. And ano, KFC na lang. Iba talaga yung first world. Hopefully talaga yung Pilipinas mag-apas.
Sa tingin mo, sa atin kasi, marami naman sa ating
marami
magagaling.
Marami magaling. Ang galing. Dami. At seriously.
Kumbaga eh, parang pangalawa na nga sa atin yung, pagsabi mong Pinoy, kumakanta.
Oo.
Mahilig sa drama,
creative,
sa literatura.
Expressive.
Sa tingin mo, dadating yung araw na mabibigyan uli ng halaga, pahalaga, yung sining? Tulad ng dati, nung mga panahon?
I don't think it's ever been lost. It's always been there. It's just that it's not as funded as we would have loved it to have been funded for all these years lang talaga. Tapos yung focus natin yun, we're on drugs and we're on drugs and we're on drugs. It's all you hear about. What about the other, you know, things like the arts, all that.
Sa tingin mo, mas marami pa ang magagaling sana, hindi ba, na Pilipino
kung dami.
Mabigyan ng oportunidad.
Diyos ko, you go to a canto, you hear somebody playing lead guitar and ano, sing, parang wala lang. Very normal.
Parang yung General Luna, nabigyan siya ng oportunidad.
Oo, ang galing.
Nabigyan siya ng oportunidad na parang umangat siya at nabuo talaga siya ng isang magandang nabuo niya talaga ang isang magandang obra.
Mm-mm. Pera lang talaga. Oo.
Pragmatic.
Suporta. Tapos yung audiences natin dapat, you know, educated, you educate them more, arts education.
Dagang salamat, Sola Makarambon, sa imong panahon.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for inviting me.